Oregon Department of Transportation, a couple of upcoming events regarding their 124-125 interchange area management plan and Garden Valley corridor plan. And we're going to talk about that today with one of the staff from ODOT. Virginia Lant is on. Virginia, good morning.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So talk about, first of all, what these management plan is all about.
Yeah, so we often do these what we call facility plans. We take a look at the land uses and population growth within the area, and project over a 20-year horizon what that might look like so we can develop projects that meet the needs of a growing community.
And when we look at exit 124, 125, of course, that's right in Roseburg where you've got a lot of traffic. What are you looking at? What's being considered for the near future and even further up the road?
Yeah, so we hear a lot of concerns about safety and congestion in the area, particularly during the AM and the PM commutes for school and work. The Roseburg area experiences an influx of population for folks coming to town to do those things. So we just want to take a closer look through engineering and planning to see where those areas are and what we can do to mitigate them now and into the future.
And so you've got an online townhouse and in-person townhouse as well, open house as well. Talk about those.
Yeah, so we're doing both. We're doing an online open house and an in-person open house. The online open house is available now. You can go and see the data that we've collected, the areas that we're studying, and you can give your feedback on issues that you're hearing or seeing that maybe we didn't identify, so we can make sure to address those in our future projects. Also, we'll be doing an in-person open house coming up here on Wednesday, October 30th. That'll be at the Roseburg Public Library in the Ford Room. We'll have two sessions. We'll do a 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. session. We'll also be doing a 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. session, light refreshments, and the later session from 6 to 8 will have a Spanish interpretation.
So as you consider these plans, of course, anything you do with an interchange gets very very much of a cost issue, and that probably adds to the need for some long-term planning.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no easy, quick fixes. The environment is well built out. You've got the Roseburg High School, lots of commercial areas along Garden Valley, the Veterans Administration, so things are pretty well set in place. It's not as easy as maybe adding a lane. We're looking at maybe some long-term, bigger fixes that we can implement incrementally. We will be coming back to the community fall of next year with some of those ideas, and we welcome your input then as well.
And is there a projected timeline for putting any of these ideas into place?
There's no dedicated funding at this time, but when we do identify these very specific projects with the city of Roseburg, it does open it up for additional funding into the future.
Now, when you say a Garden Valley corridor, exactly what areas is that?
Yeah, so specifically the whole Garden Valley Boulevard from the intersections of Stewart Parkway to Stevens.
All right, so
those bookends.
Yeah, obviously very well used, and some challenges there, particularly east of the freeway where you've got the older buildings that are in some cases up very close to the road, don't give you a lot of options for adding bikeways or bike lanes or other options that you might want to do otherwise.
Yeah, and we do see foot traffic, bike traffic, and then certainly cars and freight, and we all have to make sure those facilities are available to everyone, and there's competing needs. So at the end of the day, how are we going to meet everybody's needs and get everyone through the area comfortably and safely? And as you mentioned, there's a lot of accesses, driveways, they're closely spaced, hard to get across and through there sometimes. I know myself personally, there's areas where I know I'm not going to be able to make a left turn, so I just avoid that.
So, and even as well, for people that are out walking in that area, there's sections of that that are so very, where the sidewalk is right up against the right lane of travel, and you run into occasionally, for instance, a large recreational vehicle or a commercial vehicle that might have extended mirrors, it gets a little dicey in terms of how close it gets to pedestrians sometimes.
Yeah, it's not a very comfortable feeling, certainly, when you're that close to a high volume of traffic at a high speed. And in today's day and age, the vehicles are getting bigger, taller, wider. So those are all considerations we have to think about as we're trying to construct these roadways into the future.
Now, looking down at the Harvard exit, exit 124, of course, that's been a challenge since the beginning with Mount Nebo there, a sharp curve, although that curve used to be much sharper decades ago. So some changes already have happened there. But again, options and what you could do without getting blowing the cost through the roof are kind of limited.
Yeah, there are some acceleration sight line distance issues there. Certainly the topography with the mountain doesn't lend itself to a lot of improvement that would be a low cost or low hanging fruit. So again, we're going to be looking at some bigger, more costly long-term improvements for those areas.
Now, when you look at the exit 125, does that include at all a potential for making the crossing over the freeway to enlarging that at some point?
It could be. It could be moving the interchange altogether. I mean, at this point, it's all very conceptual. Nothing is off the table. In coordination with the city and the community and all the interested stakeholders, will determine what best meets everybody's needs. And then once we identify what meets everyone's needs, and not everyone's going to win at the end of the day, but hopefully meeting most users' needs, then we will target or identify funding to construct those projects.
So the online open house already underway, that goes through November 8th. We had a link to that with our previous story at 541radio.com. And again, give folks a time and location for the in-person open house next week.
Yeah, so Wednesday next week, October 30th, at the Roseburg Public Library in the Ford Room there, we'll be meeting from 3 to 5 p.m. and again from 6 to 8 p.m.
All right, Virginia Allant from the Oregon Department of Transportation, thanks for being on this morning.
All right, thanks, Kyle. Have a great day.
8:39 at the Morning Report.